This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Joe Biden is celebrating the lives of those killed in last week's Buffalo grocery store attack and urging the nation to overcome hate and white supremacy. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The president says they were 10 extraordinary Americans before race-fueled hatred took them away.
We have to refuse to live in a country where black people going about a weekly grocery shopping can be gunned down by weapons of war deployed in a racist cause.
In a Buffalo community center, the president said the nation must reject the lie of the racist replacement theory espoused by Saturday's shooter, one that baselessly claims people of color are overrunning white people.
White supremacy is a poison.
And people of all races must condemn it and the hateful minority, distorting what he calls the real America. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The White House has announced U.S. President Joe Biden will welcome Swedish Prime Minister Magdalena Andersson and Finland's President Sauli Niinisto to the White House on Thursday. The leaders are expected to discuss Finland's and Sweden's applications to join NATO, which they announced this week, as well as support for Ukraine and the global partnership that the three nations share. Sweden on Tuesday signed a formal request to join the NATO military alliance. The move comes soon after Finland announced its own bid for NATO membership. Russia opposes the moves. The 30-member NATO alliance must approve both bids for membership. Russian President Vladimir Putin warned on Monday that Russia would respond if NATO bolstered its military presence in Finland and in Sweden. This is VOA News. Somalia's newly elected president is welcoming word that U.S. Special Operation Forces will again be based in Somalia to help in the fight against the Al-Shabaab terror group. Hassan Sheikh Mohammed thanked U.S. President Biden in a tweet on Tuesday, calling the United States a reliable partner in our quest to stability and fight against terrorism. U.S. forces have been working for years with Somali forces in their efforts to contain Al-Shabaab, described by U.S. military and intelligence officials as the Al-Qaeda terror group's wealthiest and most powerful affiliate. But in December of 2020, former U.S. President Donald Trump ordered about 750 U.S. forces in Somalia to withdraw, instead having them fly in for periodic engagements. A high-profile leader of Afghanistan's ruling Taliban has pledged his country will never again be a terrorist threat to the United States, and promised very good news soon on the return of Afghan women and girls to secondary schools. The deputy Taliban chief and acting interior minister renewed the assurances in a rare interview with CNN's Christiane Amanpour, broadcast on Monday. The hardline group has allowed female university students to return to classes in a newly introduced, strictly gender-segregated education system. But despite repeated pledges to let teenage Afghan girls return to their classes, the Taliban have not yet reopened high schools to girls. Since returning to power 9 months ago, the Taliban have decreed that women must wear a full veil in public and preferably a burqa, which covers the entire body. That had been mandatory when the radical group first ruled Afghanistan between 1996 and 2001. The veil restriction, announced a week ago, has outraged domestic critics and the international community. The United States says it strongly advocates for Taiwan to regain its observer status in the World Health Assembly, the decision-making body of the World Health Organization, or WHO. Taiwan has not been invited to attend the WHO's annual meeting to be held May 22nd through the 28th in Geneva. On Tuesday, State Department spokesperson Ned Price told reporters that while the world is battling the COVID-19 pandemic and other public health threats, Taiwan's isolation from the WHO is unwarranted. U.S. officials and lawmakers have praised Taiwan's public health expertise and its resilience in the face of COVID-19. Recapping our top story this hour, President Biden is celebrating the lives of those killed in last week's Buffalo grocery store attack and urging the nation to overcome white supremacy. Marissa Melton, VOA News.